know, and I've thought for some time, Scott, you know, the health risks of intravenous drug use are similar to what they are for homosexual behavior. You know that from the CDC, yes, the FDA, and I've suggested that we ought to follow the drug treatment community, whatever policies they think we ought to adopt to help liberate people from their addiction to intravenous drug abuse, getting free from that, getting over that, dealing with that. Those are the same kind of policies that we ought to pursue for people that are involved in the homosexual lifestyle. Well, one last question. Go ahead, Scott.
Just one second, Brian. That's actually what I said to the members of Parliament. I gave my own example. I was an alcoholic and a drug addict for 16 years. At the end of that time period, I got a drunk driving ticket and was going to lose my license. And the state of Oregon gave me the choice of doing therapy instead. And I did. It was one of the best decisions I ever made. I said, you know, homosexuality is a behavioral disorder that's not really that much different. It's very analogous to alcoholism. And to have that kind of a treatment option for people that are struggling with this self-destructive behavior would be, you could be the example to the world for this. You could be the first country to establish this as national policy.
Now, speaking of Uganda, they just